CliffCentral.com.
All right, we're off to a good start this Friday. We're all in a good mood. Simpiwe's here. I am here. We've got a guest coming in just a short while. I think you're going to enjoy hearing from this guest of ours. But before we get to that, let's see what's happening in the comments. Sure. People are confused like I am about K-pop. There's some things I'm embarrassed not to know about. Mm-hmm. If someone says to me, wow, there's a war in the Congo and I didn't know about it, I'll go, but I'm so embarrassed I didn't know that. I'll say, well, of course I knew about that and I'll go look it up afterwards. But K-pop, I could care less. Like, I am not even slightly embarrassed that I don't know anything about K-pop.
Yeah, I've listened to like one or two songs and it just wasn't for me. But K-drama has got me. So I will watch K-dramas on Netflix. They're interesting. And I watch it like in the original language.
The subtitles.
And then just read the subtitles.
Yeah.
I can't do the whole like, and then the English. And then it's like, yeah, you are mad. No, I can't do that. So no. I don't mind reading.
I watched the whole movie in French the other day, but it also had subtitles.
I don't.
So it's doable.
That is, there's some people that like, oh, I can't read for like 2 hours. I'm like, no, that's so easy. You follow what's happening.
It's because they're illiterate. It's just, Jesus. Can't read for 2 hours. Have you ever read a book? Ever? 2 hours? There's a lot of books.
It's like two sentences. Like,
what's wrong with people?
Two sentences at the bottom of the screen.
People are lazy, hey?
No, they are.
Lazy.
They are. And I'm just like, it's so much better. The experience is so much better when you just see people act and just speak in the intended language.
Yeah.
And
that dubbed stuff looks stupid.
It's bad because you see them say one thing and then English is saying something else and then their lips are not in sync and I'm like, this is horrible. Can't do this.
Hey, here's some big news for this Friday. This may be worthy of a celebration. Dusty Nose says, breaking news, Pravin Gordhan has announced his retirement.
Ooh.
Good riddance to bad rubbish, says Dusty Nose.
Very interesting.
I echo those sentiments.
Very
a terrible person that is. The country can only benefit from him disappearing into the shadows. But I think he's also leaving critically at a time where he knows his days are numbered anyway. Nobody likes him. And he has to be, because there's still people in this country who think that he's a competent person. Let me tell you something. This guy was involved in every one of the peristatals becoming worse.
Yes.
So I know we don't do politics on a Friday, but honestly, this guy must go. A lot of people correcting me saying, couldn't care less. Can we stop getting this wrong? It's I couldn't care less, not I could care less.
Oh, okay. Thank you, grammar police.
Jeez, people are look at this. Couldn't care less, Gareth. Not could care less. Mapello's in on this. Oh. Carl, Kane. I mean, you guys, calm down.
Okay.
Honestly, the grammar police are all over this.
Sure. Okay.
Pravin's done enough damage. Now he walks away and gets a major kickback from the SAA consortium. Let's leave that for Monday.
Yeah.
The story's not finished yet. And just by resigning and retiring doesn't mean we can't come after you afterwards for breaking things in our country. So your time is not over yet from our point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You may be out of the administration. Doesn't mean that you can go and hide and live a comfortable life on some expensive property that you've been quietly putting money into. Who knows? We got to find out what this guy's life is going to be like. We'll see what's happening. Okay. Few things. Just before we carry on with anything on the show, Simpiwe has had enough. If you work at a call center, and I am sick of call centers, this one company calls me every day at 9 o'clock every day. And then they go, hello, is that Gareth? And I go, yes. And then they start rattling off some crap. And I'm like, will you stop phoning me? And then the woman actually sounded like she was angry that I said, I don't know why you keep phoning me. Just take me off whatever database this is. I don't want to hear from you anymore every day. So well, who are these people who are bothering you?
So they've upped their antics, right? So the line of the job I do here is I have to answer unsaved numbers.
Because you're going to get guests calling you and people you don't know, and you're going to have to be ready for them.
Yes.
Sure.
Right. So I now am in that habit. I always answer all unsaved numbers, and it's the hello. And then immediately they've gone from like speaking in English, right? So hi is a Simpiwe, to like, they go straight into isiZulu and they go try sell me whatever product they want to sell. So they'll be like, Sabona uSimpiwe khulumayo. I have no issues with the Zulu part. I'm like, okay, I'm not interested. But now this week I've gotten calls and they immediately just speak isXhosa. I'm not Xhosa, guys. And I can hear what they say.
Immediately.
They're like,
assuming.
They're just selling me products and cell phone, whatnot, and this then that, and car insurance. And it's all in isXhosa, guys. And I'm just like, karma. And then she comes on, like, and I'm like, yo, I'm not interested.
But they don't listen.
They don't listen. They're and then they interested. Carry on. And then it's like, excuse me. Yes, ma'am. Sorry. Bye. Please stop.
Okay.
Just
this is
stop.
An urgent appeal. All that Simpiwe wants is for you to just stop. Stop harassing her. Stop harassing
but
all
like,
of
stop,
us.
Stop harassing me in Vinet now. Like, now I just. Like, I thought English was bad. Now in Vernac, I'm like, yo. And they're worse because now they don't want to hear anything except a, yeah, I'm go interested and whatnot, whatnot. And I try to be all very right, nice.
Who are the people? Here's the question, because there are a lot of people here with all kinds of strategies for dealing with these calls.
Sure.
Okay? I see lots of things here.
Sure, sure.
The reality is, like, what is wrong with the people who take these calls? When these call centers call you, you don't have to be paying attention to them.
Yes.
So who are the people who do? Because if everyone said, look, we're not interested, they'd stop calling.
Yeah. But you know, there's some things like, I remember I got like car insurance, right? And then they started calling me and I was like, ah, what's this deal? What's that? Then I was like, and then I went back to my car insurance. I was like, hey, chief, this is what they're giving me. This is what they're saying. Like, do the right things, you know? Now and again, I listen. But hey, not, the one not, in the neck now, please stop. Like, I don't talk Xhosa, guys. I don't know that. Please, hey? Please.
That's very, very funny. I'm sorry, Simpiwe. I'm sorry for your pain, but like, we all have to deal with this. Someone says, stop nonsense. I hang up the phone calls immediately.
Don't be rude.
Someone else says, I hate them so much. I answer numbers. I don't know with go and fuck yourself. Straight away.
Stop. Okay, guys. Yes, guys, I've also been that person who has to call people and my number is not safe. Please don't be rude. Please. That's
Slippery Pickle says, Simpiwe, remember, they're not praying in tongues. It's just Sotho.
Yeah. Akihonuhubuwa, guys. Please don't do that thing to me. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Dusty Nose says, if I don't know your number, if I don't have your number and you call, I don't answer. It's important to leave a message. Otherwise, don't answer the call. Finishing klar. All right. Well, I don't know how to help you with this. There are lots and lots of strategies here. Maybe we do a whole discussion on this at some point, because I've told you what my favorite strategy is for this. Is you answer and then they go, hello, I'm calling from the insurance company. And you go, what are you wearing?
Being a creep.
And you sound like a total creep. And you, what are you wearing? They're going to leave you the F alone.
Stop
trust
being
me.
A creep. Stop.
You're going to deal with these people somehow.
No.
People block them. You can try that, but then they call on a different number.
That's the issue. They have all these different numbers on rotation. Like, sure.
Carl says, I just say the word puss using a Russian accent. Then they hang up. Do that.
Rude.
True caller.
No, I don't believe in being rude.
Oh, okay. So people won't
I
be rude.
Don't,
yeah, okay. Good.
Because it's also their 9 to 5.
People.
Respect my 9 to 5, I'll respect your 9 to 5. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough. Let's be fair as well. It's very tough for these people. Their lives can't be easy. They're calling up people who hate them.
They've already dealt with Gareth as a creep. You know what I mean?
Like, they took my call and I said, I'm wearing women's lingerie.
So imagine now, here comes some people who's like, I always tell them, no, I'm not interested.
That's
and
beautiful.
Then I hang up. But just stop calling, guys. Just this, that, there.
All right. Well, we've been talking for a little while. I've been dropping some hints that there's some things coming up. And last night we dropped more than an obvious hint that there is going to be a change to what we've been doing over the years. And we're going to open up what we've been doing here for 10 years at Cliff Central to to change it into something which we feel is going to be much bigger and much more exciting. Now, you don't have to panic. We're not going to change this show. You're still going to get what you come for here. So don't anybody start like trying to put out flames on on their backs, running around the place, screaming like a banshee. Nothing's going to happen that's going to screw up your experience. But what we are going to do is we're going to bring on some serious talent that can do some serious entertaining. We're going to bring back two people who have already proven they can entertain millions of South Africans in various ways. They're funny. They are direct. They are no bullshit people. That's why I'm excited to welcome to the studio today none other than DJ Warrus. Look at him.
Put that on mute, please.
There we go. Is that on? There.
No?
Yeah.
No? No, there's still an echo.
Jesus, James, what's going on here?
James, what's going on here?
James broke the studio.
No, I got it. All right. There's Warrus and PH. Look at these two. There we go. Look at this. This is good. This is good. How are you, gentlemen?
What's going on?
All right. So really today is a kind of, we haven't ever had either of you in here to just talk about your life and your background and everything else. I'm going to be launching a brand new show on Monday. Studio. New studio.
No, I'm saying.
At the old studio. Yeah. No, I remember having you in there, but like it's been a long time and the audience is going to be saying, listen, what's going on here? Where are you guys? What's happening? Warrus, for you, you've been missing in action for a little while. People have been asking, and you caused lots of shit on social media. But other than that, what's been happening, man?
Well, basically, all of that causing shit on social media kind of gave me, let's call it a bad radio reputation. So as much as, I mean, I worked at Swy, I worked at Fire,
Kagasi.
I was at Kagasi most recently. And, you know, like, a lot of people sort of expected a return to radio. It's kind of one of those forever careers. But I just think, like, you know, in terms of moving with the times and the age that we're in and the type of person I am, all that cancellation on social media, I wasn't going to get a radio job, my friend.
No.
Like, the calls came in and they were like, yo.
But you did. I mean, you've stood in on a Mac G's podcast.
Yes, last year I stood in on Mac G's and people, I was a guest on Penwell's.
And people
twice.
People loved it on loved both it, of those, dude. Right? And we know Mac G here and we know Penwell and people love those shows. And you came on and they thought, like, why isn't this guy doing more of this? And you probably thought, why am I not?
I did. I thought about it. I mean, we discussed it before, you know, like in short, let's call it. But I think when after, it's sort of like what happens after you've been on Mac G or after you've been on Penwell is that you go to places and people are like, yo, dude. And you think they're going to say, hey, it's you, Warrus, from the radio, or it's you, Warrus, from Live Amp. And they're like, hey, I saw you on that podcast when you were actually discussing 1, 2, 3, 4. Why didn't you say 4, 5, 6, 7? And then it's like, dude, you were listening that intensely? Because this is somebody who chose to tune into a two-hour discussion and pick that little 15, 30-second part of whatever you said, I'm not a colored anymore, whatever the name. And they were like, when I see this guy, this is what I'm going to talk about. So that's when I was sort of convinced that, yo, this is where you want to be, because I think this is where the eyeballs definitely are. This is where the people are. Yeah. And it's not governed the way that, you know, what we were used to or how we
know. PH,
there's no management there.
Yeah, exactly. You already, so PH was already saying in a clip, which is no doubt going to start going viral at some time today. He was saying that no management. And I'm totally on your side about that. I've always hated radio management.
There's no I'm not going to mention the number of the floor, but there's no two floors that are.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, because you were also at the SABC for a little bit.
Oh, wow. I was going to say that establishment, but.
No, you can.
You can say whatever we want.
He's still got like Stockholm syndrome.
He's afraid. I'm going to say that.
He's afraid to say what he
don't
really.
Don't cancel me. Yeah.
Listen, I mean, you guys really, you've got a huge fan base. You've got people who've really followed what you've been up to. And I mean, PH, you've been doing events. You've been in the clubs.
Sure.
You know, you got your own businesses as well.
Sure.
Both of you have your own businesses. Sure. And I think this just proves that what radio offers now is kind of, it just feels to me like it's the same thing they were offering 10, 20 years ago.
I think with what you mentioned now, I've always evolved in the things that I do. So even if it's around music or entertainment, I've always just you know, tried to expand. And I think that's the lack with radio, is that it's been stagnant. It's been in the same space. I'm not taking shots at those on radio.
No,
love
sure.
you. But I just...
Of course I'm not.
He's still so polite.
No, I'm a nice guy.
We'll break him in.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, I just think for me, I've always wanted to expand and evolve and change. And I don't want to ever find myself in the same space or doing the same shit.
Yeah,
yes, that's
right. Freedom. Look at the freedom. The man just
tell us how you
12 years a slave.
I can swear.
All right, how do you two know each other, and how long have you known each other?
Sure. You wanna go? Dude, yeah.
15 years, 16 yeah. years.
I think we met in Cape Town. In the dusty streets of
Kemp's Bay.
So difficult being you guys.
Not a bad place. Yeah. No, I was there for a holiday. You were living there.
Sure. I was gigging and working, obviously living in Cape Town. And I was basically like the connect to a lot of guys from Johannesburg. So if you wanted anything legal. Yeah.
If you called anyone, they'd be like, speak to PH. Sure. Speak to PH. Sure. So I think on three occasions, it was that Stay Fresh party.
Sure.
It was St. Eve's.
Yes.
And what is that place next door to St. Eve's? It's just up
I don't know. It's called Chinchilla
right.
now.
It's called Chinchilla now. But,
yeah, I was like the guy in Cape Town. And he basically would always ring me up. And from there, I was like, he's not a half bad guy.
Not a half bad guy at all. Like,
Ever since then, just been kicking it. Yeah, doing some legal and illegal stuff.
Yeah. He couldn't get me into... he couldn't get me into Caprice, though. Like, he wasn't that big of a plug.
Yeah.
It was just like, we don't allow people in with tattoos.
What about these events you've been doing?
Sure.
I mean, this is exciting.
Is it the story of Tintswalo? I'm trying to make money.
But I mean, you've been doing sure. massive festivals.
Yeah.
I see you booking planes to Mauritius and all kinds of things.
Yes. I've been trying to do some very cool shit. Like I said, I've been trying to... Oh, man, it feels so good to swear. Yeah. Sorry.
Go on.
I've been throwing a lot of parties around the country. It started off as my birthday party. It was an invite-only party and then expanded to what is now a business for me. And now this year, we're going to Mauritius. Yeah, we're taking about 500 people in June.
And six other cities.
And then we've got obviously the other staple cities, which is Cape Town, Johannesburg, Durban, East London, Bloemfontein. And Botswana as well this year.
Beautiful. So
we do some cool parties, man. Must come, Gareth. Must come.
For sure. So Warris, back to you. I mean, this is the most interesting thing to a lot of people is that you. Okay, so if you met someone called Warwick Stock, you'd be like.
Is that the government name?
That's the government name.
Sure. You'd go like. There's some preppy kid who went to like a private school. He's trust fund baby. He wears blue blazers all over the place and chinos. Yes. So this is a very different person to the guy you are known to be and the person who you are in real life and the kind of thing.
That's why I don't go by that name.
Sure. So tell us about like your background, because I mean, it's fascinating. You're like as Zulu as they come. Which Simpiwe and you communicate in like pretty much just Zulu, but like go ahead.
Mm. In fact, Simpiwe, your call center topic from earlier, she called me as well, and I ignored her call.
You worked at a call center.
I'm traumatized. I used to be that guy making those calls, and then people would ignore me or they'd answer and tell me to fuck off.
You see, this is why I'm not rude,
y'all. I worked at a call center at. We can say whatever you want. I worked at Greyhound.
Oh, the bus people.
The bus people. When I was a student. So
you had all the jobs.
Well, early on, I worked at Studdifitt's. I worked at Greyhound. I worked at Vodashop. So I had like your normal run-of-the-mill student jobs, you know? Like,
sure.
Greyhound was the best paying, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Like, but it was like shitty hours. You had to be there at 10 p.m. calling people. You know those buses that travel overnight?
Sure. Yes.
So you'd call and you'd be like, hi, Pilani. It's Warwick here from Greyhound Bus Services. Like, are you on time for your bus? Are we looking for you? Whatever the fuck. It was a poor like. And then I worked at another call center where I used to call and like try and get people to renew their whatever the package was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
hard as hell.
Very hard. Like and, what you said earlier, it's a cut job.
And I always think you know, it's fine. It's fine to tease these people occasionally. We all get annoyed with them. It must be horrible, soul destroying job. Everyone you call hates you.
Yes.
You an attitude.
Dude. Everyone.
Hey, what
but
do
it's
you
also
want?
Like if you look at it from their perspective, what I would say to people is just be a bit patient. You know, that person's not calling you because they're like, fuck, I really want to speak to Gareth. Sure. I really want to speak to Zimbabwe. That's their job. They've got like a list of numbers. Gotcha. They need to hit 100 a day or else they don't get paid.
Sure.
I don't know when last you were in Durban, but like all those pretty buildings in Mklanga have just been taken over by call centers. So like in the morning at like 4 a.m., you'll be coming home from the jaw and there's just people in the street. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. They are arriving at work for their shift. Something very
wonder
dodgy.
Why they're in like Mklanga. What's that all about?
It's because, you know, we have a set of people who are easily corruptible. So like if you find them enough
money, in KZN.
Yeah.
All
right.
But tell me,
I don't know what those call centers are doing.
So tell me about the Zulu.
So the Zulu, like I grew up in a place called Vryheid, which is a small town in northern KwaZulu-Natal. It's like on the coal belt there. Vryheid, Dundee, Glencoe, Newcastle, that little neck of the woods.
Sure.
And my grandparents, great-grandparents or great-grandmother, they all spoke fluent Zulu.
Mm.
And we grew up on a farm. So it was us and it was all Zulu-speaking people. And Zulu was actually our first language of communication, if I'm honest, in that that's probably, you know, like people always say, how did you learn Zulu? You don't learn it.
You grew up Zulu.
You kind of grow up speaking it and you've got to learn from small. So I probably spoke Zulu before I spoke English. And I just continued speaking Zulu my whole life. If you look at my career, if you look at my friendship groups, if you look at family of mine, Zulu always comes in some way. The rest of my family kind of like, you know, you leave the farm and you come to the big city, you stop speaking Zulu because now, you know, you come here, you have to speak English.
Yeah.
And I think the less you speak it, you start forgetting the language. But I mean, I speak it every day. You know, you with me all the time. I take calls in Zulu.
I actually have a problem. My Xhosa is not that great anymore. Like,
because you hardly speak.
Because I hardly speak it. I speak more Zulu than I do Xhosa. So sometimes when I'm home, I find myself trying to blend the words and I'm just like, hey, what the fuck? Like,
what are you saying? Sometimes PH does come with it, you know, that
twang. I think a lot of South Africans who go through this where they almost feel like they're a fraud because they've forgotten.
You know what people always say to me?
Sure.
Like, I speak Zulu, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, if I see Simpiwe, I'm going to communicate with Simpiwe in Zulu. And then people are like, because I'm a Mexican, they'll be like, speak English.
Mexican.
Why are you speaking to them in Zulu? And I'm like, no. Like, it's almost like you don't know that that guy speaks Zulu.
Sure.
He could be Zimbabwean or he could be Xhosa or he could be Tswana. And I'm like, no. I speak Zulu.
But anyone who speaks Zulu, and especially if they are Zulu, they assume everyone else is
correct.
Zulu.
It's a very arrogant language. Yeah.
But
and
also,
that's
also,
the way it is.
For sure. It's a language that a lot of people speak. So like to reach a petty person, you'll try to speak Zulu so at least they can understand.
Yeah,
so
Zulu first.
Yeah,
it's like it's your first port of call.
Sure.
And also, like at my time on SABC 1, Zulu was it's like 70% Zulu.
Gotcha.
Excuse me, in terms of the audience.
Well, you guys know that Ukhozi, which is the Zulu station, the SABC run, it at one stage was the biggest radio station in the world.
Shot.
Because it had like 6 or 7 million listeners. And they were only listening, didn't matter how bad the programming was, they were listening because it was in isiZulu.
In Zulu, yeah.
So this is how, you know, this country works. So what are you going to do? You're going to make it work.
Hey, and a lot of that programming on Ukhozi was really funny, dude. Like, you understood what is going on. You can't like translate it. You know, like people will be like, what are you laughing at? And you're like, this guy just...
I just have to admit, I used to love the guy that did the traffic. He was hilarious. Like bumper side to side. Like that's how you do the traffic.
Everyone's like super animated.
like it's a lot.
Okay. So what kind of things are we going to be doing on the show that you guys are launching on Monday?
Tell them, BH.
Oh, no. I think we've been a few people have asked us this question and I've literally beeped it out because I'm shit scared of the rawness.
Mm.
Well, I mean, look, you're going to have guests in there, but sometimes it's going to be you two talking about all the stuff that people care about,
That's
the stuff that affects people's lives. I mean, you know, someone said in the comments here that radio is finished. And I don't think that this is just about replacing something which was it did its thing. And for a while, radio was a big deal. But I think what happens is that people are desperate for real, honest, interesting conversations.
Mm-hmm. Where you can come and just say shit if you want to say shit.
Yeah, and people who want to talk about all kinds of things, relationships, politics, comedy, the stuff that's going on the street, money, jobs.
Sex, drugs, and alcohol.
Sex, drugs, and alcohol. Absolutely. I mean, that's what you've been doing in clubs for how long? So, yeah.
That's all you know.
Making money off that.
Absolutely. What's your story here, PH? Come help people who don't know to get to know you.
Sure. I've literally lived behind the scenes. I'm a quiet person. I don't tend to make a noise. Personally, I think my words.
So what do? You choose a job where you're the DJ and everybody's looking at you.
And the funny part is I do well with massive crowds, but when it comes to intimate crowds, my anxiety peaks and stuff. But anyways, that's a story for another day. I've always been behind the scenes. I've always chosen to, whatever makes me sleep at night, whether it's as long as I've made the money, I didn't have to make a noise about the brand or whatever. That's who I've always been. But at some point I was like, I can't live within these shackles. I'm opinionated. I do have a lot to say. I'm out there. Why am I this carefree person in a space where I'm cool with those people, but I can't be cool or be me in a certain environment? So I just chose to put time.
You don't want to be two different people.
Sure.
Because it's too much to remember.
Yeah. Well, not that I was lying. It's just obviously a place of comfortability.
No, sure. But everybody, we all put on different faces for different people. Like sure. if you're going into a serious business meeting, you're a serious business person, even though that's maybe not your default personality when you're with your friends relaxing over a weekend.
Sure.
Obviously you're a different person there too.
Sure.
So I don't think anybody needs to be like worried about having bipolar disorder or being schizophrenic. But instead, it's the idea that now more than at any other time in history, you can afford to be you more of the time than ever before.
Sure. Also, I was just known for my brand was faceless. I was just known. I just saw a comment now, someone asking me about mixes, and I was like, fuck, love making the mixes, but there's also a personality to the person, you know, to the mix. So,
KB says, any mixes from you, PH? Sure, I miss those.
Sure. Mm. So, yes, there will be mixes, but there'll also be more
popular demand,
more talk as well. Yeah.
Definitely. I think it also gives you the platform or like, the platform to come and besides expressing your views.
Sure.
I feel like it's like, I know PH, okay, because he's my bra. But like, I feel like, yes, I wish more people knew this guy type of, does that make sense? Where it's like, fuck, if people knew that I have all the stuff to say or that this guy's opinions on something are this, you don't exactly have, like we had the radio discussion.
Sure.
You know, you're stuck in a format there. Where you've got 4 minutes to talk, and in that 4 minutes, you have to speak about X, Y, and Z.
Sure.
And then maybe it gives you 30 seconds to say, I like sex, drugs, and alcohol. Cheers. Do you know what I mean? Like you've got to squeeze in whatever little bit of your personality that you can. Whereas I think when you're on a podcast type of platform, there's no time constraints. You can say whatever you want, but you can also sort of, you're imparting wisdom, you're imparting entertainment, you're giving so many more people so much more of yourself, which I think is important. More people should know you, Maza.
Thanks, brother.
There's a lot of love in this room between us. I think this is great. So do you think South Africans, because this is something I'm always asking myself, and you know, we got an election year this year, so we're encouraging people to like say their say and go and participate in the country. Not to sit at home and feel sorry for themselves, but to actually stake a claim in the future. And I worry that South Africans, especially young South Africans, they're nervous to say what they really think because they see what happens to people on social media, for example, if they're too opinionated. And clearly you guys are not afraid of saying what you think. I think that's preferable.
Definitely Warwick.
But are we as a country even halfway there to people feeling empowered enough to say what they really want to? Are we honest with each other?
I think not everyone will do it. You know what I mean? Like they'll say what they want to say at prize. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like
in their homes.
When you start saying it on public platforms, you know, that's a different ballgame.
Sure.
And I don't hold anything against anyone who doesn't want to say. A lot of people are very conservative in their view.
Sure.
They have a personal opinion that they don't like to share.
To share, yeah.
But then that's why people like us are around. you know, we'll say it for you type of thing.
So what have you got into most trouble for with what you've said? And I'm just talking about on social media because people try to cancel everybody all the time.
Oh, fuck. I've been canceled multiple times, man.
For what?
Fuck. So during COVID, I spoke shit about the vaccine unintentionally.
Yeah.
All I was doing is like we had a campaign on air, like to sort of drive people towards getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And the backlash that we were getting, which I was seeing in Facebook comments, in the voice notes we were receiving, it wasn't positive. Mm-hmm. You understand? So in other words, we were saying to an audience, hey, guys, do this thing.
Get the vaccine, yeah.
And the audience, not even, we were just saying, hey, the vaccine's here. If mm-hmm. I could get to your local clinic, dala.
Right.
And the audience was saying back to us, hey, fuck that. We think it's this. We yeah. think it's poison. We think ooh, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Now, granted, some of the views were like far out there, like in the realm of conspiracy. But the point I mean, I was
you
trying
remember
to
how
make,
at that point it was massively controversial.
Massive.
People were being yeah. shut
yes,
down.
True.
Their social media accounts were being closed.
Sure.
They were called conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
If you weren't like 100% behind the vaccine.
Yes. It's also like we think in extremes.
Sure.
You know, like people think that if you're saying, hey, let's look at this problem holistically.
Sure.
People think you're saying it's the mark of the beast. Like, no, sure. Like that's not what we were saying.
That's imperial.
Do you know what I mean? Sure. Like people went to like one extreme to the next. So it's either get it, you have to get it, or you're going to die.
Sure.
Or it's like, don't get it. If you get it, you're going to die.
Sure.
And I was like, let's stop the die talk. People's view of this thing needs to be looked at. They're not happy. They're not
just
trusting.
Just for saying that, they canceled you.
No, they were like, sort of like the attitude is just very like, you fucking conspiracy theorist, shut the fuck
okay.
up.
All right.
And I was like, okay, wow. You know what I mean?
What else?
The Palestine thing.
Oh, boy.
Yes, listen. I once came out in Japan. Look at that. Tough time to talk about that.
Only the brave talk about this one. So this is how you know these guys. These guys are not going to avoid any serious conversations. All right, so what happened with this?
I Miss South Africa at the time was
didn't she get shit as well?
She got big shit, bro.
Yeah.
And I was defending her. Lalela, I think it was
Lalela. She was gonna go and take part in Miss World,
which happened to be in Israel.
Right. And then a whole bunch of people in this country, including Nkosi Zwelivelile Mandela, were like, you mustn't go because then you're actually supporting Israel.
Yeah, sure.
And they stopped this pretty young girl from doing what she wanted to do.
That's what I was saying. And I was saying, like, I was on a KZN base station where, you know, Gaga CFM, we push KZN. It's a very proud KZN, you know, fly the flag type of thing.
Right.
And here we had our Miss South Africa from KZN, you know, like, sort of like came from nothing.
Now
became
we mustn't
a doctor.
Support her.
Dude, like, this person against all odds has reached these heights. And now it's time, you know, like, this is it. She's going to take part on the world stage. This is, I don't want to say it's a one shot, but why should she not take part? Like, why should her dreams not be valid? Because you feel like she should boycott the event because Palestine. And I was like, nah, fuck that. Let's handle the Palestine one on another angle. Let this girl go and compete. I just don't think it's fair. And people were like, so you want babies to die? You can't.
Boy, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? I want Miss South Africa to take part in Miss World.
Yeah, what's that got to do with
dude,
any of this?
Dude, they throw the babies dying thing at you all the time. Anytime you have, like I said, everything's in extremes.
Yeah, that's my one thing about social media is I hate the herd mentality. It's just like some people aren't even educated in their opinion. It's just like, because Simpiwe said, and I think Simpiwe thinks like this, therefore, yeah, you are wrong. You know, it's either the one or the other. There can be three rights.
It's not like middle ground.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and I think that's the one thing that pisses me off about social media. It's always herd mentality, and I always see it in the comments. And I blame 33% pass rate.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the comments, these people are not literate.
No.
Not about that. It's just like, apply yourself. Just think for one second, you know? And I don't want to come from a point of privilege, just because... you know, I've got a
private school educated,
but sometimes it's just like just to it's out and this thing that you're talking about. Just think about the fuck what you're saying.
Yeah. Are you because you're not as like out there as he is in terms of looking for trouble?
I don't look for it. I mean,
no, you
trouble
you
finds
you. You kind of do.
If you ask me if I've ever been cancelled, not once.
You have not been cancelled.
Maybe a cancelled show. like a cancelled event because it was raining, but no cancellations.
Brace yourself, Mark. But no, I'm with you.
Sure.
But that's also probably why you two are a good mix, because you know, like one of you is thinking about the long-term consequences, and the other one is thinking, what's on my mind.
No, but remember, I have conversations with PH at Prize. So now I'm like, let's take the Pry conversation.
What sort of stuff do you think South Africans are still not ready to talk about?
Because
you mentioned like sex, drugs, rock and roll. You talk about politics. You talk about, there's so many issues that people will have those conversations at Pry, but they're not prepared to have them publicly. You are.
Yeah.
You are.
Sure.
What sort of thing?
How long's a piece of string? Where do I start?
Now, well, go. You know what? The funny thing is, as a podcast, we can talk as long as we want.
How long is a piece of string? There's a million conversations, and it goes back to education. What comes to the top of mind? Like the community.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the alphabet gang. I'm just like,
the LGBTQIA. Yeah.
Ah, that community.
Oh, you're right, Garrett.
Good morning, everyone. Too hot for me.
I sense the cancer.
I'm just saying, like, you
fuck this amount.
There's so many. Sometimes there's even contradicting views from even women. Yeah. You know, sometimes women have like contradicting views when it comes to that stuff, where they'll swing a narrative that's beneficial to them and not necessarily beneficial to the narrative or to the conversation. So that's one of them. There's a million conversations that people aren't ready for. Also, it goes to education. At least when I say education, is a knowledge of whatever it is that you're talking about.
Yeah. But I also think we should be allowed to have the discussions. I think one of the other limiting factors of, let's call it, old school platforms, is that if we are discussing the community, we should be allowed to have the discussion, formulate our thoughts, place them on the table. Sure. And we are not, I think a lot of the time people take one thing that you said and they say, fuck you, PH, you homophobe. And then it's like, no, I was talking in the broader sense about like, what would be the best way for us to tackle this issue? I'm making an example.
It's almost as if there are some people in the world, I don't know why they're like this, but they want to be upset by something before anything's even been said. They're looking for a place to get upset because that is how they're going to make themselves important.
Sure.
Yes.
And listen, I don't know what you've been through in your life. You may have had a very tough childhood. You may have had some real obstacles thrown in your way.
Yeah, but that's not our fucking problem.
Sure.
It isn't. But also, like, don't stop me from having my say. You know,
yes,
and they're going to be people who are going to be talking about this. You can't go into everyone's head and shut down certain thoughts.
Sure.
So don't think that you can shut down people who are willing to talk about stuff. Yeah. Maybe it turns out coming round in your favor anyway.
Sure.
Shut.
But you don't allow that to happen, you're missing out on all of it.
Yeah. Also, like, challenge me on it. I mean, come with, like, you know, well thought out opinions. Like PH said, kabang. Like, you can't just attack me when you haven't listened properly to what I've said. And I think a lot of the time that herd mentality creates this thing where it's like, fuck it, PH is the target. We're canceling him now.
Yeah.
He said this one thing out of context. You know, let's go for him. I would encourage everybody to watch the podcast in its totality.
Sure.
If you know what I mean? Because obviously, you know how it is to remember. The last time I did this, there was a particular clip that went extremely viral. That thing got like 11 million views on TikTok.
Christ.
And it was completely out of context, but it was great because I did it on purpose.
Sure.
And it worked because that's another thing. Like, you know, anytime you touch on race, sexuality, you know, there's those trigger points, I think, for South Africans, which, like you said, what are people not ready to discuss? I would say it's more like, what do people need further discussion? What topics do people need further discussion to take place on?
Well, what do you guys really care about? Because I always think it's much more interesting to find out what people are actually, what motivates them, what makes them wake up in the morning, what gives them energy. Like what is the stuff that you really give a shit about? Because South Africans are mostly, we're an angry, look, we're right to be angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had like no power.
We are, yeah.
We got no power.
How are we used to that now?
We've got, yeah, we've got the police minister. The police minister admits that he's been working from home for the last 4 years because the building that he's meant to have his office in is just so shit he won't go, but the rest of them must. These are the kind of people we're talking about. He's probably busy running his taxi business more than he is policing, but we'll sure. That conversation for another day. What do you care about, PH? Because you seem to me to be like the sort of guy who has some serious passion about a bunch of
For me, progression, upliftment. I'm a very soft guy. I might be the big guy, but I believe in uplifting others. I believe in progression in terms of if I'm the one who's going to break barriers, let me be the one who takes the stress so that the next guy doesn't have to go through the bullshit. A simple thing of like if I can't be the only one who's doing well. My friends need to do well, or my community needs to do well, or my extension needs to do well. So those it sounds whack, but to me, it means something.
But it's important. I think there's something like you mentioned, the minister. I think some thinking that I could take out of like how a lot of our officials conduct themselves is that it's like a very me attitude. And it's like, yo, there's another generation of people that are coming up. You can't let the whole fucking place fall apart. Sure. We need to live somewhere.
Sure.
And I think, you know, like, I think when you, we need a more informed public. Gotcha. I think we need to have, there are important conversations. You know, you want to be entertaining. I don't want to sound like I'm fucking running for president. But like, there are important conversations that need to take place. And I think it's more listenable and palatable for the audience that we are trying to target when we are the ones leading them. So you wanna educate while you entertain. And you want to entertain while you educate. Sure. But that sort of fearlessness, that you can't be bunk. You understand? You've got to come through because somebody's got to do it. Otherwise, what the fuck? We're all just going to fucking...
No progression.
We're all just going to work from home while we get paid. That would be fantastic.
And I know you are very interested in like what's happening in the rest of the world too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big thing. You and I often have conversations about American politics and how senile Joe Biden is.
Did you get my MAGA hat? My Make America Great Again.
Sorry, careful now, because you know, immediately people are like,
he's a Trump supporter. We can't listen to him.
Fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, my trauma just kicked in. I just realized there's no fucking ads. There's no countdown. No.
Don't worry. Relax. So
play a song.
So let's let people know what's happening here. So essentially, there is a new platform which is going to be born out of cliffcentral.com. Yeah. This is going to be called The Real Network.
Yes.
It will be the home of all of these kinds of programs. We're going to have lots of other shows coming up as well. But we're starting off, our flagship is going to be DJ Warris, DJ PH.
Yes.
These two gentlemen are going to be running things on their show their way. They're doing it for the next generation of innovators. And media is changing.
Cool.
We want to be the ones at the forefront of that change. Mm. And these guys are going to be making it happen. Mondays, what time does the show launch? Because this show, there's going to be once a week. Some weeks you'll have guests.
Cool. Yeah.
We got some interesting people lined up here.
Interesting guests.
I mean, these are not going to be the people you expect.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that don't get spoken to. Everybody wants to hear from. You're going to find those people.
Oh, well, give me some indication of like, you know, they find, were you going to interview AKA's killers? What are you going to be doing here?
It means going to the prison.
Cool.
But you will. I mean,
I honestly don't know if it's worth interviewing any of those.
One of the things you said you wanted to do is like bring in regular people who have interesting jobs that no one takes seriously.
Sure.
You know, the you bring in
the guy who switches off the electricity for load shedding.
Meet that guy. Hey,
you think you're hated at a call center? Imagine him.
That guy must have time to switch off Bryson's life.
Imagine if you get him angry and he's just like, the other that guy because of that.
Broke my heart.
Yeah, imagine you interview him and then he hates you.
Switches that shit on, he goes to Rocket, has a job, and then he's like, nah, fuck this place.
But you spoke about that. People who, you know, the woman who packs the bags at the shop.
Sure.
The prostitute on Oxford Road is there at 3 a.m. in the middle of winter, who's freezing. Now, these are the kind of people who nobody hears from.
And they all make the economy run. They're all part of the ecosystem.
Yes.
I'll say something. I've always respected everyone in the space that I'm in when it comes to the nightlife. the person cleaning the toilets is equally as important as the DJ. Without clean toilets, your place is fucked.
You know that.
Without without security, you know, anything could go wrong. Without, you know, the people who aren't given this the freedom or the glorified platform to boom are equally as important as the people who are booked and put
booked,
you know,
and
yeah. So it's also cool to put those people on the platform and have their opinions, you know. So yeah, definitely not just the glorified people in those platforms, but also people of every day who make sense.
And a lot of people, I think that they have stuff to share, but like, you know, why should we keep it to ourselves? Do you know what I mean?
True.
It's like, hey, bruh,
come really on. Good story.
Yeah, you know,
I'm sure there's a lot of shit that goes down in the toilets as well. I'm saying there's a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of shit that goes down in the toilets as well. So I'm sure they have stories to tell.
Who's the landlord, right, of that building that the police minister is complaining about? You want to speak to that oak and say, is this building really fucked? What's the story?
Sure. You know? All right. Well, I'm extremely excited about this. We will keep you informed here. And on social media, we'll tell you where to go. All the links will be in the description of the show a little bit later on. We'll play a little video for you to just whet your appetite in a moment or two.
How are you feeling, Cliff?
I'm
how
magic,
keen are you for the, I am, for the new
plan? I am super excited. You know, we've been doing amazing things here at Cliff Central for 10 years. So it's been 10 years of pioneering podcasting.
Well done to you.
No, it's
well
cool.
Done, sir.
It's time though for the.
And you fucking here at 6 o'clock every morning, bro. What the fuck? Ladies and gentlemen, please note.
No, I know.
This man is under no pressure.
Zero.
To actually be here at 6 a.m. You could actually just
I do
pre-record
love it.
This
Listen,
whole thing.
Listen, the audience know that there have been moments here where I've sat here and thought, not another morning of this, but they are few and far between. And what I love about things like this and what you're going to be doing is that we have a chance to talk to everybody in this country. People come in and they comment, they all have their say. We bring in amazing guests, we learn new things, we entertain each other, we laugh about how ridiculous some of the stuff is, because it is.
It is.
And this is now, we're ready now to take things to the next level. And I believe that's what we're going to be doing with The Real Network. So your new show launches Monday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Episodes will go live. We will inform you all about that on social media. We'll tell you more in the coming weeks. It's going to be very exciting. Mash Mashini Nis says here in the comments, excited for the new platform. Always enjoyed his show back on Five with Dumi.
Yes, friend. Shout out Dumi. Shout out Nomalanga.
There we go.
Those are my wing woman. They were the people who used to keep me in check, because there was a lot of a lot more in checkery that needed to take place. Didn't work, but I mean,
a lot of misogyny on your end.
They tried.
Oh boy.
Nomalanga hated it. Nomalanga would be like, hey,
well, the journey is just beginning, and we invite you to come along with us. It's going to be really, really fun. Simpiwe, you're excited too, because Simpiwe is going to be both behind the scenes and in front of the scenes.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Get rid of me now.
Sexy new studio, all kinds of cool stuff happening. Yes. Make sure you stick to all of our different channels on Instagram, X. There's still people on Facebook. Hey, yeah.
Yeah, we need to cater to our grannies.
Do you have a Facebook page? Yeah,
you do have a Facebook page. Come on.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah.
Karen said the other day, he's like, fuck Facebook.
Well, I don't trust that Zuckerberg. I don't mind the Instagram, because it's just pictures, but that Zuckerberg is mining our
data. He's a weirdo, eh?
Weird.
It's fucking
very
weird.
Strange guy.
Like weird looking.
He doesn't
weird
look.
Behavior.
He doesn't look like a normal.
Yeah.
He's not normal at all. At all.
Not a chance. All right, we will see you Monday.
He's gonna fucking shadow ban our Meta page.
What? Let's all say something nice about him, then he'll give us the.
What happens when you give guys like that a chance to speak?
Do you see when he went to
let me fuck
went,
up the world?
He even drinks water like he's
under pressure,
like a lizard,
like Trump with two hands.
All right, so much more to come. We have loads of exciting announcements for you in the next few days. Stick around. CliffCentral.com becomes the real network.
Yes.
Right, very good. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Ciao.
100%. CliffCentral.com.